Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht sent out a memo to department heads in August setting a goal for next year's spending for borough services that are in the general fund, things like police and fire, the library, parks and rec, administration, and public works. That goal is last year's spending level plus 5%. That would represent a reduction from the current year, and it could mean cuts in services or even layoffs. Giesbrecht says the borough absorbed losses of $200,000 to $300,000 in state funding last year and anticipates that reductions could be worse in the upcoming year.
We're approaching it from the standpoint that it'll be worse than last year and that we'll have to be a lot more aggressive at identifying ways to reduce our budget. Now, what those are going to be, we don't know yet.
Giesbrecht says ultimately the tough decisions will be up to the borough assembly, and he hopes they'll be seeking input from the public during that decision process over the next year. Ultimately, he does expect some reduction in borough services because of cuts to state funding.
At this point, it sure appears. I mean, low oil prices seem to be there for quite a while. Low production seems to be there for quite a while. And, you know, we have to kind of approach this from a standpoint that this new way of operating, and it's going to be some pretty substantial changes to how we fund our general fund budget.
Some local advisory boards are already starting that discussion about what budget cuts would mean for office hours and programs. The assembly will be considering a budget policy in November, setting spending targets then. They won't be reviewing draft spending plans until the late winter and early spring. However, Giesbrecht expects that, like last year, the borough will have approved a budget well before the state legislature decides on its funding levels. He notes that there are some areas he expects to see cuts to payments from the state.
You know, we have some serious doubts about community revenue sharing, which is a state program, and also the remainder of the community jail program, which is left. I think if I had to target the two areas that we are most likely to see reductions, it's in those two. You add those two together, we're getting pretty close to $700,000 in one fell swoop if the state chose to get rid of both of them. It's a pretty healthy chunk of money that we would have to figure out how to come up with in some fashion or cut.
There are a couple other pretty large question marks in the borough's budget. One is the future level of state funding for public employee retirement systems, and whether municipalities like Petersburg will be asked to pick up more of the cost of employee pension payments. Giesbrecht notes another unknown is the future of state funding for schools, with Ketchikan's court challenge of the required local contribution for organized cities and boroughs. That case is before the state's Supreme Court. The manager also expects another funding source for the schools. The federal payment called Secure Rural Schools will eventually end. That program received a two-year reauthorization last year.
I think based on what we're hearing from our lobbyists at the federal level is that Secure Rural Schools is destined to go away. We've been hearing that for a very long time. I think the community is probably tired of hearing it. I know the schools always tired of that conversation because it affects them in such a big way.
Because the borough has squirreled away some of that money instead of spending it right away, Petersburg does have some lag time between when the payments stop and the municipality is left looking to fill in a $600,000 hole in the annual local school contribution. But that's also a conversation that Giesbrecht says needs to happen, as well as how to fund replacements or repair of an aging hospital building. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.